This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares her reflections and teachings about living in the Holy Land.
In Genesis chapter 13, we read about Abraham, who had become quite wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. But Lot, who was still his uncle at this point, had also accumulated wealth and livestock. Unfortunately, the land could not support both of them, and strife arose between the two men's herdsmen. So Abraham made a surprising decision, announcing to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Not surprisingly, Lot chose for himself the whole plain of Jordan, to the east near Sodom, while Abraham headed west to Canaan. Lot's choice was clearly the better land, and yet Abraham gave him his choice without hesitation. Abraham rested in God's covenant, trusting him and his provision. Years later, Lot, his possessions, his family, and his people, along with his countrymen from Sodom and Gomorrah, were taken captive by rival kings. Abraham heard of the attack and initiated a rescue campaign. They succeeded, recovering all the goods and saving Lot, his family, and the other captives. Abraham always sought God's will and knew God would take care of him. We could all learn from his ironclad conviction.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.